We welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. A couple of housekeeping notes. I had a bone to pick. Chris Dim was saying that every time he goes to the ATM.
And it's always the same one.
They won't give you money.
No, it's out of money. This is, I know I'm beating a dead horse. Mm. And I know there are plenty of ATMs. But this one is close to the house and it's on the way and I'm going home.
Yes.
And four times now.
Yes.
It is out of cash.
It's I just
over
picture,
the past
I
9 months.
I understand it. Right.
I just picture it seeing you coming like, well, guess who's back? Oh, look, here he comes. He's going to put the card in and everything.
Like an electric eye. And the guys behind there are like,
and cancel.
Nope.
Spit his card out.
That's right. Spit it at him.
Don't give him a reason.
What happened to me when I was leaving Myrtle Beach, and about like everybody else, I left at 4:15 a.m. Needed a race back, get a run in.
Yeah.
You know, get on the treadmill.
What time does housekeeping come? Why?
No reason, just wondering.
You got to beat that traffic.
Yep.
That February traffic.
Wanted to beat that Feb traffic in Myrtle Beach. Set the alarm for 4:05. Hit the road at 4:15.
Do you have any bleach?
Boy, that was a cold, windy walk across the parking lot, too, let me tell you.
I bet it was.
Yes, it was.
I was in my gym gear already.
The wind was blowing off the ocean.
Wow. Never saw the ocean. Felt it. Felt the spray of the wind. So anyway, had to stop for gas. And when I stopped, of course, dead silence. You could only hear, like, you know, screams and sirens in the distance. That's all you could hear. Way off in the distance. But I put my card in, and it sat there for a while, and it just didn't do anything. And then it said, pay inside. Well, they're closed.
I was like, oh.
Oh, man. Did that just, it irked me. It ticked me off. So I get the card out, put it back. I drive
to the next place.
To the next place, 60 yards down the road, pull in, all that. Stick it in. Nothing. Once again, nothing.
I thought 24-hour pumps were pretty common.
Yeah. Well, they are, but they're broken. I mean, it happens to me too much where it messed me up. So in that place, it was just one pump that was broken. But like three of them had bags on them. You know, I hate that too. And then I pulled around and finally I got the working pump. And when I started it, it was going so slowly. I mean, it would take, I don't know, 30 seconds to pump out a dollar's worth of gas, you know. And I needed $45 worth of gas. I was like, I can't. So I took that. I got $3 worth of gas.
How many credit card transactions?
Three. I had three transactions. And I went to the next place, and it worked, you know, as it should have. But I think the slow gas pump, I just can't stand
it. Is that because there's not enough in the tanks below
know.
Our feet?
I don't know what it is. Is that it?
Because that's only happened to me maybe 10 times in my life.
Me too, but twice in the last couple
happen.
Months. Yeah. And well, first of all, the please pay inside when there's nobody there.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just, I gave that the finger.
Yeah.
And then.
Oh, you're on camera.
I know. Then the slow pump. And I was, you know, in my apps, I was trying to arrive by 8 o'clock. I had me getting there at 8:04. And I said, well, I can't. I got to stretch before
it
I get
it. Smells like gas. You say ass? Gas.
Well, you're lucky he usually smells like ass. Nobody gets near me. But anyway, I just don't like when it's slow like that. And you're right. It rarely happens to me. But a couple of times in the last few months, and I don't know, is it? Maybe it is that it's just low. But then if it's really low, is that when you get the, you know, the stuff in the gas, the pollutants in the gas?
Yeah.
You know, the sediment that's in the gas. And so
I don't know enough about that. I couldn't begin to
I don't know
speak
either.
On the subject.
I don't know either, but the two things together, I was just like, golly, it got me off to a bad start, you know. So anyhow, that's what I was ranting and raving about here.